Welcome to XY Files. I'm Dr. Bruno Rodriguez, a strength and recovery specialist who designs programs for professional athletes and patients recovering from surgery. Today, we're diving into testosterone replacement therapy side effects. Let me hit you with something I wish more guys heard before they start. TRT is not a magic switch you flip on and forget. It's more like adding horsepower to an engine. You can absolutely go faster, but if you don't watch the oil, temperature, and wear, you can run into problems fast. And the crazy part is, most of the TRT horror stories I see are predictable and avoidable. So let's talk real world. What testosterone does, who tends to benefit, what side effects to actually watch for, and how to manage them like an adult who wants results without blowing up his health. Testosterone is the main male sex hormone. It influences muscle mass, bone strength, red blood cell production, mood, and sex drive. When levels drop too low, a lot of men feel like they're dragging themselves through the day. Training feels flat, recovery is slower, libido drops, confidence can take a hit, and you might not even realize hormones are part of the story. TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, means bringing testosterone into the body from the outside. That could be injections, gels, patches, pellets, or oral capsules. The goal isn't to make you superhuman. The goal is to restore you into a healthy, normal range when you're truly low and symptomatic. Here's an important number from the research. Meta-analyses suggest that symptomatic men with total testosterone below 350 nanograms per deciliter or free testosterone below 100 pg per milliliter are most likely to benefit from TRT when other causes of symptoms are ruled out. That last part matters, because if your sleep is terrible, your stress is through the roof, you're drinking too much, eating like a teenager, and never seeing daylight, TRT won't fix your lifestyle. It might mask it for a while, and then the side effects show up. Now, why do side effects happen? Simple version, when you add external testosterone, you don't just change one thing. You change the whole control panel of the body. Blood, fluid balance, skin and hair, sexual signals from the brain, and sometimes sleep and mood. Let's start with the biggest one from a medical standpoint, thickened blood. Testosterone can increase red blood cell production. Your kidneys release more of a signal called erythropoietin, which tells your bone marrow to make more red blood cells. In moderation, that can improve oxygen-carrying capacity, but too much is a problem. Clinical trials show that up to about 18 to 20% of men on TRT develop an elevated hematocrit above 54%. Hematocrit is basically how concentrated your blood is. When it gets too high, blood is thicker, and the risk of clotting and cardiovascular events may rise, especially in older men and in guys with sleep apnea or a history of clots. Plain talk, testosterone tells your body to make more oxygen-carrying trucks. A modest increase can be helpful. Too many trucks crowd the highway, and traffic jams, meaning clots, become more likely. So what do? You monitor it. This is not optional. If hematocrit is climbing, the fix might be adjusting the dose, changing the delivery method, addressing sleep apnea, or, in some cases, therapeutic phlebotomy, basically medically supervised blood removal. But you don't guess, you test and respond. Next, fluid retention and blood pressure. TRT can make you hold on to more sodium and water in the kidneys. Some men notice mild ankle swelling or a small bump in blood pressure. For most men, average blood pressure changes are small. But if you already have heart failure, uncontrolled hypertension, or kidney disease, that extra fluid can matter a lot more. Think of your body like a closed plumbing system. If the pipes are already under pressure, adding more volume isn't no big deal. So again, this is about matching the dose to the person and monitoring. Now let's talk about the side effects guys notice in the mirror. Skin and hair. In certain tissues, testosterone converts into DHT, dihydrotestosterone, through an enzyme called 5-alpha reductase. DHT is more potent at hair follicles and oil glands. That means higher DHT can lead to acne, oily skin, and faster male pattern baldness if you're genetically prone. Studies suggest acne or oily skin happens in about 5 to 15% of men on TRT. And hair loss? TRT doesn't invent baldness, but if you're already thinning, it can speed up the process. So if you're the guy who says, "Doc, will TRT make me bald?" Here's the real answer. It may accelerate what your genes were already planning. Now the side effect that catches a lot of men off guard, fertility. Your brain and testes run a feedback loop. When you take external testosterone, your brain senses plenty of testosterone around and turns down LH and FSH, signals that normally tell the testes to produce testosterone and sperm. So even if you feel great on TRT, your testes may downshift. Testicular size can shrink, and sperm production can drop dramatically. Controlled trials showed TRT can lower sperm counts to near zero in many men within 3 to 6 months. That's why major guidelines advise against TRT if you want to preserve fertility. Plain talk, when you bring in outside testosterone, your brain decides the factory can go on break. The factory is your testes. Energy may go up, while sperm production goes down. If you want kids now, or even maybe in a couple of years, you need to talk to a clinician who understands fertility-preserving options. Don't wing it. Next, mood and sleep. Testosterone receptors are all over the brain, areas that affect mood, drive, and sleep. In truly deficient men, TRT often improves fatigue, low mood, and sexual desire. But if the dose changes too fast or the dose is too high, some men feel more irritable, edgy, restless, or emotionally reactive. And sleep apnea matters here. TRT can worsen untreated obstructive sleep apnea in some men. If you're a heavy snorer, you wake up unrefreshed, or you're sleepy during the day, don't ignore that. Low oxygen at night plus thicker blood is a risky combination. Now let's hit a few conditions that get talked about a lot. One is cardiovascular risk. You'll hear everything from TRT will give you a heart attack to TRT is cardioprotective. The truth is more nuanced. Research is mixed. Some observational studies suggested increased risk in older men with multiple risk factors, while more recent randomized trials and meta-analyses show neutral or even modestly beneficial effects when TRT is used appropriately in men with true hypogonadism. So, what's the takeaway? Don't use testosterone like a shortcut.
Use it for a real medical indication, at an appropriate dose, with monitoring, and with your risk factors, blood pressure, sleep apnea, cholesterol, weight, and activity, handled like a grown-up. Next is the prostate. TRT can worsen urinary symptoms in men with existing BPH, benign prostate enlargement. Current evidence does not show TRT causes prostate cancer, but it may unmask cancer that was already there by speeding PSA rises. That's why PSA and prostate monitoring are part of responsible care. And finally, gynecomastia, breast tissue growth. Some testosterone converts to estrogen through aromatase, especially in body fat. If that balance shifts, you can get tender or swollen breast tissue. Not every guy gets it, but when it happens, it's stressful, and it's usually a sign that dosing, body composition, and aromatization need to be addressed. Now, let me pull this together into a simple how-to-do-this-safely checklist. First, confirm you actually need TRT. That means symptoms plus labs, and ideally repeat testing because testosterone fluctuates. Second, don't chase a fantasy number. The goal is symptom improvement in a normal physiologic range, not being as high as possible. Third, monitor like it matters, because it does. Hematocrit, testosterone levels, and generally PSA and other basics depending on your clinician's plan. And if you have snoring or daytime sleepiness, screen for sleep apnea. Fourth, respect fertility. If kids are on your radar, say that up front before you start. Now, let's knock out a few common questions and mistakes I hear all the time. Question 1. Can I use TRT and still stay fertile? Sometimes, but not automatically. TRT commonly suppresses sperm production, and in many men, it can drop to near zero within 3 to 6 months. If fertility matters, you need a plan designed for that. The mistake is starting TRT casually and asking fertility questions later. Question 2. Does TRT cause prostate cancer? Current evidence does not show TRT causes prostate cancer, but it can reveal a problem that was already developing by changing PSA patterns. The mistake is skipping baseline PSA and follow-up, then acting surprised when something changes. Question 3. If my hematocrit goes up, should I just donate blood and keep the same dose? Not necessarily. Sometimes blood removal is part of a strategy. But the bigger question is why it's happening. Dose too high? Injection schedule creating peaks? Sleep apnea untreated? The mistake is treating the lab number while ignoring the cause. And here's the biggest overall mistake. Treating TRT like it's just a performance upgrade. It's a medical therapy. When it's supervised carefully, most side effects are predictable and manageable. When monitoring is ignored, the risks go up. If you've been feeling low energy or brain fog, poor sleep, low mood or motivation, weaker workouts or recovery, reduced libido or sexual performance, or unwanted body composition changes, and that sounds like you, upload your labs to VIDMA for free or order labs through our special offer at VIDMA.com.